Santa Barbara Theater of the Air presents an ensemble cast in Sorry Wrong Number by Lucille Fletcher. We are in the master bedroom of an expensive apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Mrs. Elbert Stevenson, a bedridden middle-aged woman, is anxiously dialing a number on her telephone.
Your call, please.
Operator, I have been dialing Murray Hill 40098 now for the last three quarters of an hour, and the line is always busy. But I don't see how it could be busy that long. Will you try it for me, please?
Murray Hill 40098. One moment, please.
I don't see how it could be busy all this time. It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I'm all alone here in the house. My health is very poor, and I've been feeling so nervous all day.
Ringing Murray Hill 40098.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Is Mr. Stevenson there?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, George.
Hello. Who's
yes,
this?
Sir.
What number am I calling, please?
We have heard from our client. He says the coast is clear for tonight.
Yes, sir.
Where are you now?
In a phone booth.
Okay. You know the address. At 11 o'clock, the private patrolman goes around to the bar on 2nd Avenue for a beer. Be sure that all the lights downstairs are out. There should be only one light visible from the street.
What?
At 11:15... a subway train crosses the bridge. It makes a noise in case a window is open and she should scream.
Oh, hello? What number is this, please?
Okay, I understand.
And make it quick. A little blood as possible. A client does not wish to make her suffer long.
A knife okay, sir?
Yeah, a knife will be okay. And remember, remove the rings and the bracelets and the jewelry in a bureau drawer. A client wishes to make it look like a simple robbery.
Okay, I get
it. Oh! How awful! How unspeakable!
Your call, please.
Operator, I've just been cut off.
I'm sorry, madam. What number were you calling?
Well, it was supposed to be Murray Hill 40098, but it wasn't. Some wires must have crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing. A murder and... Operator, you simply have to retrace that call at once.
I beg your pardon, madam. I don't quite...
I know it was a wrong number, and I had no business listening, but these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor innocent woman who was all alone in a house near a bridge. And we've got to stop them. We've got to...
What number were you calling, madam?
That doesn't matter. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it. And we've got to find out what it was immediately.
But, madam...
Oh, why are you so stupid? Look, it was obviously a case of some little slip of the finger. I told you to try Murray Hill 40098 for me. You dialed it, but your finger must have slipped and I was connected with some other number. And I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. Now, I simply fail to see why you couldn't make that same mistake again on purpose. Why you couldn't try to dial Murray Hill 40098 in the same careless sort of way.
Murray Hill 40098? I will try to get it for you, madam.
Thank you.
I am sorry, Murray Hill 40098 is busy.
Operator, operator?
Yes, madam.
You didn't try to get that wrong number at all. I asked explicitly, and all you did was dial correctly.
I am sorry. What number were you calling?
Can't you, for once, forget what number I was calling and do something specific? Now, I want to trace that call. It's my civic duty. It's your civic duty to trace that call and to apprehend those dangerous killers. And if you won't...
I will connect you with the chief operator.
Please.
This is the chief operator.
Chief operator, I want you to trace a call. A telephone call. immediately. I don't know where it came from or who was making it, but it's absolutely necessary that it be tracked down, because it was about a murder. Yes, a terrible, cold-blooded murder of a poor, innocent woman. Tonight, at 11:15.
I see.
Can you trace it for me? Can you track down those men?
It depends, madam.
Depends on what?
It depends on whether the call is still going on. If it's a live call, we can trace it on the equipment. If it's been disconnected, we cannot.
Disconnected?
If the parties have stopped talking to each other.
Oh, but of course they must have stopped talking to each other by now. That was at least 5 minutes ago, and they didn't sound like the type who would make a long call.
Well, I can try tracing it. Now, what is your name, madam?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson. But listen.
And your telephone number?
Plaza 42295. But if you go on wasting all this time...
And what is your reason for wanting this call traced?
My reason? Well, for heaven's sake, isn't it obvious? I overhear two men. They're killers. They're planning to murder this woman. It's a matter for the police.
Have you told the police?
No, how could I?
You're making this check into a private call purely as a private individual?
Yes, but meanwhile...
Well, Mrs. Stevenson, I seriously doubt whether we could make this check for you at this time, just on your say-so as a private individual. We'd have to have something more official.
Oh, for heaven's sake! You mean to tell me I can't report a murder without getting tied up in all this red tape? Why, it's perfectly idiotic. All right, then. I will call the police. Ridiculous!
Your call, please.
The police department, please.
Ringing the police department.
Police department, precinct 43, Duffy speaking.
Police department? Oh, this is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Smythe Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling up to report a murder. I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet. I just overheard plans for it over the telephone, over a wrong number that the operator gave me. I've been trying to trace down the call myself, but everybody is so stupid. And I guess in the end, you're the only people who could do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a private patrolman on the street. And he was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue. And there was some third man, a client, who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's unnerved me dreadfully. And I'm not well. And
I see. When was all this, ma'am?
About 8 minutes ago. Oh, then you can do something. You do understand.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Stevenson, Mrs. Albert Stevenson.
And your address?
53 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge, the Queensborough Bridge, you know. We have a private patrolman on our street, and 2nd Avenue is...
And what was that number you were calling?
Murray Hill 40098. But that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean, Murray Hill 40098 is my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home. I'm an invalid, you know, and it's the maid's night off, and I hate to be alone, and even though he says I'm perfectly safe as long as I have the telephone right beside my bed.
Well, we'll look into it, Mrs. Stevenson. And see if we can check it with the telephone company.
But the telephone company said they couldn't check the call if the parties had stopped talking. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, yes?
Personally, I feel you ought to do something more immediate and drastic than just check the call. What good does checking the call do if they've stopped talking? By the time you track it down, they'll already have committed the murder.
Well, we'll take care of it, lady. Don't worry.
I'd say the whole thing calls for a search. A complete and thorough search of the whole city. I'm very near a bridge, and I'm not far from 2nd Avenue. And I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio car to this neighborhood at once.
And what makes you think the murder is going to be committed in your neighborhood, ma'am?
Oh, what? I don't know. The coincidence is so horrible. 2nd Avenue, the patrolman, the bridge...
2nd Avenue is a very long street, ma'am. And do you happen to know how many bridges there are in the city of New York alone? Not to mention Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx? And how do you know there isn't some little house out on Staten Island, on some little Second Avenue you've never heard about? How do you know they're even talking about New York at all?
But I heard the call on the New York dialing system.
How do you know it wasn't a long-distance call you overheard? Telephones are funny things. Look, lady, why don't you look at it this way? Supposing you hadn't broken in on that telephone call. Supposing you'd got your husband the way you always do. Would this murder have made any difference to you then?
Well, I suppose not. But it's so inhuman. So cold-blooded.
A lot of murders are committed in this city every day, ma'am. If we could do something about them, we would. But a clue of this kind that's so vague isn't much more use to us than no clue at all.
But surely
unless,
there's...
of course, you have some reason for thinking that someone may be planning to murder you.
Me? Oh, no. Well, I hardly think so. I mean, why should anybody? I'm alone all day and night. I see nobody except my maid, Eloise. She's a big 200-pounder. She's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray. And the only other person is my husband, Albert. He's crazy about me. He adores me. Waits on me hand and foot. He scarcely left my side since I took sick 12 years ago.
Well, so... then, there's nothing for you to worry about, is there? And now, if you'll just leave the rest of this to us.
But what will you do? It's so late. It's nearly 11 o'clock.
We'll take care of it, lady.
Will you broadcast it all over the city and send out squads and warn your radio cars to watch out, especially in suspicious neighborhoods like mine?
Lady, I said we'd take care of it. Just now, I've got a couple of other matters here on my desk that require my immediate...
Oh, idiot! Now, why did I do that? Now he'll think I am a fool. Oh, why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he?
Your call, please.
Operator, for heaven's sake, will you ring that Murray Hill 40098 number again? I can't think what's keeping him so long.
Ringing Murray Hill 40098. The line is busy. Shall I
can hear it. You don't have to tell me. I know it's busy. Oh, if I could only get out of this bed for a little while. If I could get a breath of fresh air. Or just lean out the window and see the street. Hello, Albert? Hello? 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 Oh, what's the matter with this phone? Hello? 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 Oh, for heaven's sake, who is this? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Your call, please.
Hello, operator. I don't know what's the matter with this telephone tonight, but it's positively driving me crazy. I've never seen such inefficient, miserable service. Now look, I'm an invalid and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to be annoyed. But if this keeps on much longer...
What seems to be the trouble, madam?
Well, everything's wrong. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care. And now my phone keeps ringing,
yes,
ringing,
madam.
And ringing and ringing every 5 seconds or so. And when I pick it up, there's no one there.
I am sorry, madam. If you will hang up, I will test it for
you. No, I don't want you to test it for me. I want you to put through that call, whatever it is, at once.
I am afraid that is not possible, madam.
Not possible? But why, may I ask?
The system is automatic, madam. If someone is trying to dial your number, there is no way to check whether the call is coming through the system or not, unless the person who is trying to reach you complains to his particular operator.
Of all the stupid, complicated... And meanwhile, I've got to sit here in my bed, suffering every time that phone rings, imagining everything that could...
I will try to check it for you,
check
madam.
Check it! That's all anybody can do of all the stupid, idiotic... Oh, what's the use? Hello? Hello? Stop ringing, do you hear me? Answer me. What do you want? Do you realize you're driving me crazy, stark, staring?
Hello, is this Plaza 42295?
Yes, 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 this is Plaza 42295.
Yes, this is Western Union. I have a telegram here for Mrs. Albert Stevenson. Is there anyone there to receive the message?
I am Mrs. Stevenson.
The telegram is as follows. Mrs. Albert Stevenson, 53 North Sutton Place, New York, New York. Darling, terribly sorry. Tried to get you for last hour, but line busy. Leaving for Boston 11 p.m. tonight on urgent business. Back tomorrow afternoon. Keep happy. Love. Signed, Albert.
Oh, no.
This is all, madam. Do you wish us to deliver a copy of the message?
No. No, thank you.
Thank you, madam. Good night.
Good night. Oh, no, no. It isn't true. He couldn't do it. Not when he knows I'll be all alone. It's some trick. It's some beat.
Your call, please.
Operator, try that Murray Hill 40098 number for me just once more, please.
Ringing Murray Hill 40098.
If I'm alone one more second, I don't care what he says or what the expense is. I'm a sick woman. I'm entitled.
This is information.
I want the telephone number of Henschley Hospital.
Henschley Hospital? Do you have the address, madam?
No. It is somewhere in the 70s, though. It's a very small, private, and exclusive hospital where I had my appendix out 2 years ago. Henschley. H-E-N...
One moment, please.
Please, hurry. And please, what is the time?
I do not know, madam. You may find out the time by dialing Meridian 71212.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Couldn't you just look at your...
The number of Henschley Hospital is Butterfield 70101, madam.
Butterfield 70101.
Henschley Hospital. Good evening.
Nurse's registry.
Who was it you wished to speak to, please?
I want the nurse's registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night.
I see. And what is the nature of the case, madam?
Nerves. I'm very nervous. I need soothing and companionship. My husband is away, and I'm alone.
Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular, madam?
No, but I really don't see why all this catechizing is necessary. I want a trained nurse. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago, and after all, I do expect to pay this person.
We quite understand that, madam, but registered nurses are very scarce just now. And our superintendent has asked us to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels it is absolutely necessary.
Well, it is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman, and I'm very upset, very. I'm alone in this house, and I'm an invalid, and tonight I overheard a telephone conversation that upset me dreadfully. About a murder. A poor woman who was going to be murdered at 11:15 tonight. In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see. Well, I'll speak to Miss Phillips as soon as she comes in. And what is your name, madam?
And when do you expect her in?
I really don't know, madam. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? But it's not 11 yet. Oh, my clock has stopped. I thought it was running down. What time is it?
Just 14 minutes past 11.
What's that?
What was what,
that,
madam?
That click just now in my own telephone. As though someone had lifted the receiver off the hook of the extension phone downstairs.
I didn't hear it, madam. Now, about this...
But I did! There's someone in this house. Someone downstairs in the kitchen. And they're listening to me now. They're... I won't pick it up. I won't let them hear me. I'll be quiet. And they'll think... No, but... If I don't call someone now... While they're still down there, there'll be no time.
Your call, please.
Operator, I'm in desperate trouble.
I cannot hear you, madam. Please speak louder.
I don't dare. There's someone listening. Can you hear me now?
Your call, please. What number are you calling, madam?
You've got to hear me. Oh, please. Please, you've got to help me. There's someone in this house. Someone who's going to murder me. And you've got to get in touch with him. Oh, there it is. He's put it down. He's put down the extension. He's coming! He's coming up the stairs. Oh, please. Give me the police department. The police!
Ringing the police department.
Police Department, Precinct 43, Duffy speaking. Police Department, Duffy speaking.
Sorry, wrong number.
You have heard Sorry, Wrong Number by Lucille Fletcher. Mrs. Stevenson was played by Gretchen Evans. The operators by Danielle Aubuchon, Lorraine Hull Smithers, and Leslie Ann Story. The chief operator was played by Jean Nickel. The conspirators were Don Stewart and Dan Gunther. Sergeant Duffy was played by Richard Hogue. The Western Union representative by David Newton. The information operator by William Smithers. The hospital supervisor was played by Edie Tault. Sorry, Wrong Number was produced and directed by your host, William Smithers. Recorded by the production room, Santa Barbara, California. Sound editor, Lars Nelson. This has been a production of KCSB and the Santa Barbara Theater of the Air.